We're here at the BASF Innovation Symposium, and with me is Scott Parr, who is a grower from Wisconsin. We have growers from really all over the country here, and Scott has also served on the BASF Grower Advisory Panel. Scott, tell me a little bit about what that's like. You were on the advisory panel in 2011.
Right, and that was a couple of years ago. They invited me to come up, and when you first went, you thought you're going to get sold something, and they really turned that around the other way. They actually were asking us questions, what our thoughts were, where we were in our farm operations, what we considered important things, and then basically they apparently took that information and use it for their marketing and for better providing us products and services. So,
how does that make you feel to be able to be doing, you're really doing a service for your fellow farmers all over the country, if not the world?
To some extent, it makes you feel satisfied, but I gain just as much information probably back from them, being able to have fairly one-on-one or in very small group conversations of about how our farm operation works and how others do, and the contacts we made have been, I'm still in contact with many of those individuals. So.
Well, Scott, too, I meant to ask you first, tell me a little bit about yourself and your operation in Wisconsin.
I grew up in central Wisconsin, lived there most of my life. We have a family farm that's been in the area for over 100 years. I farm with my partner and my uncle. We grow potatoes and vegetables primarily, some seed corn production and grains also. We sit in the central sands of Wisconsin, so we irrigate and have to provide our plants with everything they need. We have a beautiful medium of sand, but it needs a lot of inputs, and so we're highly managed. We have to be very high on the scale of management to take care of those things.
Well, it's nice to talk to someone who's more into specialty crops than the corn and soybeans here. And how does BASF help you in that area? Because we hear so much about the corn, soybeans, and wheat, but not as much about specialty crops.
They have a fairly wide portfolio of fungicides and other products that for specialty crops, particularly potatoes and some and other vegetables. We grow grains too, so we're confident in those products. But they've spent money, and that's one of the key things, especially in specialty crops, that having companies that are continuing making investment into the future, looking at how far they have to look out to be able to do that, what our next problems are going to be, and the reduced amount of products that are available for us for protectants. It's a big thing to have a company like this that's still sticking money into ag.
How much has your business changed, say, in the last 10 years with new technologies, new crop protection products out there? How has it helped you get the most out of every acre?
It's changed dramatically. We've talked about that several times today or this week as we've been here. Our farm doesn't look anything like it did 15 years ago or even 10 years ago. We use larger equipment, GPS-guided equipment, like a lot of farms do, and we also manage things to the nth degree. We have to be right on top of our game all the time, and so we're always looking at products, we're always looking at technology and what we can do with it. It's a changing world, and agriculture has to stay right on top of it right now.
What kind of precision technology do you use in specialty crop production?
We use RTK guidance for our tractor guidance, our planting operations. We know our suppliers are using it also for their application technology. We're highly dependent on our retailers and our local suppliers to stay right with us as far as that's concerned. Information management is our biggest one right now. We have a lot of concerns with traceability of produce throughout the system, which is a great thing for the American and world to know that their products are safe, that they're eating, and so we have to be keeping track of that information, and that's our biggest challenge right now is working with that and trying to tie all things together so we can make it as adaptable as we can.
Well, great. Now, how have you enjoyed this event this week here and being able to connect with growers all over the country?
That's been a great opportunity again. They provided me a couple opportunities over the last couple of years to do this in different settings. This has been a great one. They've done a wonderful job in their production of yesterday's presentation. They should feel very proud. They've done a very professional job, and as we've talked to other growers around here over the last couple of days on how professional they've presented information to us. They presented information to professional managers, and that's what we are, and it shows that they're taking that extra step. It's been a really good trip.
All right, very good. Well, thank you so much. Here at the BASF Innovation Symposium, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.